the mysteries of the Bible, a proof of its inspiration. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. It is impossible for the finite minds of men to fully comprehend the character or the works of the Infinite One. To the keenest intellect, to the most powerful and highly educated mind, that holy being must ever remain clothed in mystery. The Apostle Paul exclaims, O, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! But though clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne. We can so far comprehend his dealings with us and the motives by which he is actuated that we may discern boundless love and mercy united to infinite power. We can understand as much of his purposes as it is for our good to know, and beyond this we must still trust the might of the Omnipotent, the love and wisdom of the Father and Sovereign of all. The Word of God, like the character of its divine author, presents mysteries which can never be fully comprehended by finite beings. It directs our minds to the Creator who dwelleth in the light which no man can approach unto. It presents to us his purposes which embrace all the ages of human history, and which will reach their fulfillment only in the endless cycles of eternity. It calls our attention to subjects of infinite depth and importance relating to the government of God and the destiny of man. The entrance of sin into the world, the incarnation of Christ, regeneration, the resurrection, and many other subjects presented in the Bible are mysteries too deep for the human mind to explain or even to fully comprehend. But God has given us in the Scriptures sufficient evidence of their divine character, and we are not to doubt his word because we cannot understand all the mysteries of his providence. The portions of Holy Writ presenting these great themes are not to be passed by as of no use to man. All that God has seen fit to make known, we are to accept upon the authority of his word. Only a bare statement of facts may be given with no explanation as to why or how. But though we cannot comprehend it, we should rest content that it is true because God has said it. All the difficulties lie in the weakness and narrowness of the human mind. The Apostle Peter says that there are in Scripture things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest unto their own destruction. The difficulties of Scripture have been urged by skeptics as an argument against the Bible, but so far from this, they constitute a strong evidence of its divine inspiration. If it contained no account of God but that which we could easily comprehend, if its greatness and majesty could be grasped by finite minds, then the Bible would not bear the unmistakable credentials of divine authority. The very grandeur and mystery of the themes presented should inspire faith in it as the Word of God. The Bible unfolds truth with a simplicity and a perfect adaptation to the needs and longings of the human heart that has astonished and charmed the most highly educated, cultivated minds, while it enables the humble and uncultured to discern the way of salvation. And yet these simply stated truths lay hold upon the subject so elevated, so far-reaching, so infinitely beyond the power of human comprehension, that we can accept them only because God has declared them. Thus the plan of redemption is laid open to us, so that every soul may see the steps he is to take in repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, in order to be saved in God's appointed way. Yet beneath these truths so easily understood lies mysteries which are the hiding of his glory, mysteries which overpower the mind in its research, yet inspire the sincere seeker for truth with reverence and faith. The more he searches the Bible, the deeper is his conviction that it is the Word of the living God, and human reason bows before the majesty of divine revelation. Those are blessed with clearest light who are willing thus to accept the living oracles upon the authority of God. If asked to explain certain statements, they can only answer, "It is so presented in the Scriptures." They are obliged to acknowledge that they cannot explain the operation of divine power or the manifestation of divine wisdom. It is as the Lord intended it should be, that we find ourselves compelled to accept some things solely by faith. To acknowledge this is only to admit that the finite mind is inadequate to grasp the infinite, that man, with his limited human knowledge, cannot understand the purposes of omniscience. Because they cannot fathom all its mysteries, the skeptic and the infidel reject God's word, and not all who profess to believe the Bible are secure from this temptation. Says the Apostle, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Minds that have been educated to criticize, to doubt, and cavil because they cannot search into the purposes of God will fall after the same example of unbelief. It is right to study closely the teachings of the Bible and to search into the deep things of God so far as they are revealed in Scripture. While the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children. But it is Satan's work to pervert the investigative powers of the mind. A certain pride is mingled with the consideration of Bible truth so that men feel defeated and impatient if they cannot explain every portion of Scripture to their satisfaction. It is too humiliating to them to acknowledge that they do not understand the inspired words. They are unwilling to wait patiently until God shall see fit to reveal the truth to them. They feel that their unaided wisdom is sufficient to enable them to comprehend the Scripture, and failing to do this, they virtually deny its authority. It is true that many theories and doctrines popularly supposed to be the teaching of the Bible have no foundation in Scripture and indeed are contrary to the whole tenor of inspiration. These things have been a cause of doubt and perplexity to many minds. They are not, however, chargeable to God's Word, but to man's perversion of it. But the difficulties in the Bible do not reflect upon the wisdom of God. They will not cause the truth the ruin of any who would not have been destroyed if no such difficulties had existed. Had there been no mysteries in the Bible for them to question, the same minds would, through their own lack of spiritual discernment, have found cause of stumbling in the plainest utterances of God. Men who imagine themselves endowed with mental powers of so high an order that they can find an explanation of all the ways and works of God are seeking to exalt human wisdom to an equality with the divine and to glorify man as God. They are only repeating that which Satan declared to Eve in Eden, "Ye shall be as gods." Satan fell because of his ambition to be equal with God. He desired to enter into the divine counsels and purposes from which he was excluded by his own inability as a created being to comprehend the wisdom of the Infinite One. It was this ambitious pride that led to his rebellion, and by the same means he seeks to cause the ruin of man. There are mysteries in the plan of redemption, the humiliation of the Son of God, that he might be found in fashion as a man, the wonderful love and condescension of the Father in yielding up his Son, that are to the heavenly angels subjects of continual amazement. The Apostle Peter, speaking of the revelations given to the prophets of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, says that these are things which the angels desire to look into, and these will be the study of the redeemed through eternal ages. As they contemplate the work of God in creation and redemption, new truth will continually unfold to the wondering and delighted mind. As they learn more and more of the wisdom, the love, and the power of God, their minds will be constantly expanding, and their joy will continually increase. If it were possible for created beings to attain to a full understanding of God and His works, then having reached this point, there would be for them no further discovery of truth, no growth in knowledge, no further development of mind or heart. God would no longer be supreme, and men having reached the limit of knowledge and attainment would cease to advance. Let us thank God that it is not so. God is infinite. In Him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And to all eternity, men may be ever searching, ever learning, and yet they can never exhaust the treasures of His wisdom, His goodness, and His power. God intends that even in this life, truth shall be ever unfolding to His people. There is only one way in which this knowledge can be obtained. We can attain to an understanding of God's Word only through the illumination of the Spirit by which the Word was given. The things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And the Savior's promise to His followers was, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. God desires man to exercise his reasoning powers, and the study of the Bible will strengthen and elevate the mind as no other study can do. It is the best mental as well as spiritual exercise for the human mind. Yet we are to beware of deifying reason, which is subject to the weakness and infirmity of humanity. If we would not have the Scriptures clouded to our understanding so that the plainest truths shall not be comprehended, we must have the simplicity and faith of a little child ready to learn and beseeching the aid of the Holy Spirit, a sense of the power and wisdom of God and of our inability to comprehend His greatness should inspire us with humility, and we should open His Word as we would enter His presence with holy awe. When we come to the Bible, reason must acknowledge an authority superior to itself, and heart and intellect must bow to the great I Am. We shall advance in true spiritual knowledge only as we realize our own littleness and our entire dependence upon God. But all who come to the Bible with a teachable and prayerful spirit to study its utterances as the Word of God will receive divine enlightenment. There are many things apparently difficult or obscure which God will make plain and simple to those who thus seek an understanding of them. It is sometimes the case that men of intellectual ability improved by education and culture fail to comprehend certain passages of Scriptures, while others who are uneducated, whose understanding seems weak and whose minds are undisciplined, will grasp the meaning, finding strength and comfort in that which the former declare to be mysterious or pass by as unimportant. Why is this? It has been explained to me that the latter class do not rely upon their own understanding. They go to the source of light, the one who has inspired the Scriptures, and with humility of heart ask God for wisdom, and they receive it. There are mines of truth yet to be discovered by the earnest seeker. Christ represented the truth as treasure hid in a field. It does not lie right upon the surface. We must dig for it. But our success in finding it does not depend so much on our intellectual ability as on our humility of heart and the faith which will lay hold upon divine aid. Without the guidance of